Close your eyes. Start with thoughts of goodwill. Goodwill is a wish for happiness. And because true happiness comes from within, when you wish goodwill for yourself or extend goodwill to yourself, it's not a selfish thought. And when you extend goodwill to others, there's no need for any conflict. Each of us has to find happiness from our own actions. We have to use the resources we have from within. And if there's any way you can help other people to do that, you're happy to do it. You don't hold grudges. You don't tally up the score of how people have done you wrong in the past. You let that go. You realize that if you don't have goodwill for other people, you're bound to do things that are unskillful. We see this all around us. Ill will seems to be the fashion right now. It seems to be in power. And so much is falling apart in the world because of ill will. But we can't let other people's ill will influence our attitudes. Because what we do under the force of ill will is our own karma. And we're going to be unhappy as a result. So we extend thoughts of goodwill. We have goodwill for ourselves. Think about the Buddha. The reason we have this teaching is because of the Buddha's goodwill. After he gained awakening, he had no debts to anyone anywhere. Even though he had wanted to become a teaching Buddha, he realized he didn't have to. And at first the thought was daunting. What's required to set up the Dharma in a way that it's going to last for a long time? Giving the teachings, getting up the rules for the Vinaya, dealing with people who would argue with his teachings, dealing with monks and nuns who would go against the rules he was setting forth. It was not an easy job, but he took it on for 45 years, walking all over northern India, establishing the Dharma. Because of his goodwill, he saw that people would benefit. So we think about the Buddha's goodwill for us. His goodwill was of a high level. It wasn't just saying, may you be happy, may you be wealthy, may you be beautiful, may you be powerful. Because you look what happens with beauty, wealth, and power. It turns people's heads. And people end up destroying themselves because of these things. But you really want is happiness inside the mind. Happiness that comes from the fact that you're not creating any suffering for yourself, you're not creating any suffering for other people. That kind of happiness goes deep to the heart. And it's the kind of thing that is admirable. You look at people who are powerful, and you don't necessarily admire them, but you look at people who are good to themselves, good to others, and you have to admire them, whatever their station in life, wherever they come from, to make your goodwill all around. And think about the Buddha's goodwill for yourself, what that means, and do you have as much goodwill for yourself as the Buddha has for you? Because he was hoping for genuine happiness. Are you looking for genuine happiness, or are you looking for something else? Try to develop the qualities inside that lead to genuine happiness, generosity, virtue, thoughts of goodwill for all. These ways your happiness is secure. It's a happiness that's worth hoping for, worth striving for. Because it's a noble happiness. Harms no one and spreads goodness throughout the world. The fact that you're happy inside in this way means that other people will be more happy too. It's not like the pleasures of the world where one person gains and other people have to lose. The people who lose tend to be jealous. People who gain tend to get conceited. In this case, genuine goodness leads to happiness inside and leads to goodness, even more goodness in exchange, both inside and around. It's the kind of happiness that erases boundaries in the world. So aspire to that kind of goodness. Have that kind of goodwill for yourself. That's something worth rejoicing in.